Watch, Rosie O'Donnell says she's depressed in falsehood-filled tirade about SCOTUS immunity ruling. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 2, 2024. Rosie O'Donnell reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court's immunity ruling, telling her fans on the Chinese social media platform TikTok, "I'm depressed." O'Donnell also spread a false claim, currently being disseminated by left-wingers, by telling her 2.4 million TikTok followers that presidents are allowed to order assassinations, before suggesting that President Joe Biden now has the right to kill people. Apparently, a president is above the law, and he could hire anyone to kill anyone and be immune from prosecution, which would mean, I assume, that President Biden has seen that right now, O'Donnell stated. As Breitbart News reported, the claim that a U.S. president can now order the assassination of Americans and political opponents following the Supreme Court's ruling on Monday is false. After suggesting that Biden has the right to order assassinations, O'Donnell ironically went on to call former President Donald Trump sick and lament over the 45th president allegedly wanting revenge for the lawfare he has faced during election season. He said he wants to go get revenge on all his enemies. And you bet your ass he's gonna try, O'Donnell said of Trump. He's a truly sick man. Truly, truly sick, and there's no length that he won't go to. He must be stopped. Watch below. O'Donnell added that Monday's Supreme Court ruling will go down in infamy, before bizarrely declaring that the signing of the Declaration of Independence doesn't mean much to the justices on the court. As we come to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and what does it mean this 4th of July? Not a lot, according to the Supreme Court, she said. We're in deep shit, people, O'Donnell declared. And everybody says, what are you gonna do when it turns like The Handmaid's Tale? We're there, okay? We're there. Make no mistake. O'Donnell went on to say that she hopes Biden gets replaced by some young Democrat, before claiming, greater minds than mine are figuring out what's the right thing to do. I think what the right thing to do would be for Biden to step aside, she added. O'Donnell also suggested that Biden has some type of cognitive disability typically seen among the elderly, and refuted former President Barack Obama's claim that Biden simply had a bad debate night. We all watched for 90 minutes, and it wasn't just a bad night, she said. We have aging parents, we know what it looks like, we know that look of confusion on their face. Listen, I'm depressed myself, but I'm trying to tell you out there. If you are, you gotta hold on, O'Donnell said of the Supreme Court ruling. We've survived all the depressing days so far. We'll survive this one, she continued. Reach out for your friends for help. Tell the people that you love how you feel. And know that this country, I believe, is gonna right itself and oust Trump for good in November. And, boy, I pray. That's all I gotta say, O'Donnell concluded. As Breitbart News reported, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Trump on Monday, holding in a 6-3 decision that presidents are covered by limited immunity from criminal prosecutions for actions taken while in office. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.